Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We honor you, we magnify you, we exalt you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, so numerous that we cannot even mention them all. But Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. For all the battles that you have been fighting for us, known and unknown, we are grateful, Lord, that you accept our thanks, accept our worship, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we commit this day's session into your hands. I will pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. And we pray that at the end of the day, Lord, Jehovah God, let everyone encounter you through your word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I am welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Do Not Give Up. Do Not Give Up. Brothers and sisters, no matter the situation, do not give up. Why? Because God Himself has not given up on you. You matter in the affairs of God. You are written in the palm of God. He is concerned about you. He has promised you. He said, will not leave you nor forsake you. So my brothers, my sisters, whatever challenges you are going through in life, I want you to know that God is with you. And do not give up. I will be taking my text this day from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 18, and I'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 8. See, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I am going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant request. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith? May you be found to have the faith. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, from that passage, you can see our Lord Jesus Christ himself telling us that we should not give up. You need to dare to trust in God, to have your confidence in him, to believe that that which he says he will do it. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, reading from verse 35, he said, do not throw away this confidence. Trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward he brings to you. Brothers and sisters, do not throw away your confidence in the Lord. Always remember that he cares for you. He's the one who can do it for you. Put your trust in him. Do not give up. Do not turn back at the gate of your miracle. May you not turn back at the gate of your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace for you to push on and step into that which God has purposed for your life. The Almighty God will release unto you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. still reading that Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, a patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised you. Brothers and sisters, continue to exercise patience. Patience. Well, I want you to know that God's time is not our own time, but at His time, He makes everything beautiful. The Almighty God will beautify you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will remove every manner of reproach, shame from your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing I want us to know, brothers and sisters, is that you must always be grateful for the blessings of yesterday. Be grateful for the blessings of yesterday. The book of Psalms, Psalm 77, reading from verse 11, he said, "But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wondrous deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works." Brothers and sisters, that was King David speaking there. You always need to recount what God has done for you. Thank Him for that which He did yesterday. Remember all He has done. Or enumerate them, name them one by one, and you'll be surprised how much God has done for you. Oftentimes, we are focused on what we are still looking up for God for, forgetting all that He has done for us. So, brothers and sisters, do not focus on the problem. Let your focus be on Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 2, he said, "We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." Put your eyes on Him. Let your focus be on Jesus, not on the problem you are going through. Always be focused on Him. Put your focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you do so, the Almighty God Himself, He will answer you. No one call unto Him, He won't answer. Because in the first instance, He's the one that say, "We shall ask and we shall be given." So brothers and sisters, let your focus be on Jesus and see Him perform that wonders in your life. Do not give up. Do not give up. My brother, my sister, continue to push on. And as you push on, you will get to your destination in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to learn to distinguish between delays and denial. Delays is different from denial. Denial is that nothing will not be possible. But delay, maybe it may delay, but it will still come to pass. Your vision will come to pass. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2, reading from verse 2 to 3. "See, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablet, so he may run who reads it." In verse 3. He said, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time." There is an appointed time. He said, "It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. It will surely come. That thing that you are waiting for, it will surely come. That letter you are waiting for, you will receive it. That good news, you will get that good news. In the mighty name of Jesus." But what I'm just asking you right now is that do not give up. Do not give up, because God Himself has not given up on you. He has not given up on you. He has not forgotten you, and He will never forget you, because you matter to Him. And Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10, he said, "For the mountains may depart, and the hills may be removed, but my steadfast law shall not depart from you." The mountain may depart, hills may be removed, but His steadfast love for you, His steadfast love for me, He said they will not depart. He said, "And my covenant of peace shall not be removed." You will continue to experience the peace of the Lord in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. The peace that passeth all understanding. You will continue to experience it in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, "My covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." The Lord has compassion on you. I will continually demonstrate His compassion to you in the mighty name of Jesus. But you need to hold on. You need to hold on. Do not give up. You need to remain hopeful. Hopeful. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 3 to 5. It says, not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So hope does not put us to shame. God will not put you to shame. The hope you have in Him, the Almighty God will bring it to pass. It will become a reality, provided you do not give up. Keep on hoping and see what God is going to do for you. Because He is a God who says, what we have started in your life, the Lord will complete it. He tells us in the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, and I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. He's a faithful God. Even when we are not faithful, He remains faithful. He will never deny Himself. He's the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible with Him. But provided you surrender that situation to His hand, it's when you bring your body into His hand that then He can be able to say, yes, I am ready to move on your behalf. Do not give up. Do not lose hope. And if you do not give up, you do not lose hope, your Almighty God will do it for you. Do not chase after the alternative, because the enemy will want to give you an alternative. But you do not take the alternative. The real one, go for the real one. And that is what God has promised you. His word is yea and amen. Say, none of His word shall return void unto Him without fulfilling that which is sent to do. Do not go for the alternative. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 28 to 30, the Bible says, then she said, did I ask my Lord for a son? Did I not say, do not deceive me? He said to Gehazi, tie up your garment and take my staff in your hand and go. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. If anyone greets you, do not reply. And lay my staff on the face of the child. Then the mother, see what happened here. Then the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives and as yourself live, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. The woman there would tell her, look, the Shunammite woman said, look, I'm not going to accept Gehazi. Gehazi that is king for, is looking for money all over the place. That is not the person I know what it is you. God is going to come and pray for my child, and my child will come back from dead and live again. And she was able to get what she wanted. Why? Because she didn't give up. But brothers and sisters, I want us to know that the hands of God is not shutting. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 59 verse 1, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting, that He cannot save, or His ear dull that He cannot hear. He says, but your iniquities are made a separation between you and your God, and your sin has hidden His face from you, so that He does not hear you. Brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves, are we truly living in the fear of the Lord? Are we truly living a life of righteousness? Brothers and sisters, we need to also look at ourselves and ask ourselves that question, that am I indeed doing the will of God? Is it that the reason why I'm experiencing this delay is because of my sinful nature? Brothers and sisters, the God we serve is a compassionate God, but you need to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, ask for forgiveness of sin, and the Almighty God, He will forgive you your sins, He will forgive you your trespasses, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, if you are not sure whether you have a relationship with this God, this is a very great opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and for Him to wipe away your sin. Why don't you do so right now? Why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? And indeed, He will redeem you. He will grant you the gift of salvation. Just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins in any way I've sinned against you. Father, show me your mercy. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that you have wiped away their sins. You have given the gift of salvation. I pray, Lord, that they shall continually remain with you every day of their lives in the name of Jesus. For every one of you that have listened to this podcast, the Almighty God will continue to be with you. He will continue to keep you. He continues to guide and direct you. He will perfect all that concerns you in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.